Walls were principally storage lockers, broken by hatchways into personal cabins, the red panels of emergency equipment cubicles, and inbuilt AV player blocks with their projector pillars. There was a watery vegetable smell in the air. Only two of the light strips were on. Several purple food foil wrappers were drifting through the air like lost aquatic creatures, with a couple more clamped against the roof grills by the gentle airflow. A black fleck was spinning idly. It all added up to lend the lounge a discarded appearance. Eric slapped casually at the plastic-coated ladder stretching between floor and ceiling, angling for the floor hatch. His neural mnemonics reported André Duchamp opening a direct communication channel. "He's docking now," the captain datavised. "Or attempting to." "How is the communication link? Can you get anything from inside?" "Nothing. It's still a 3% bit rate, just enough to correlate docking procedures. The processors must have been bollocksed up quite badly." Eric glanced over his shoulder at Bev, who shrugged. The two of them were armed. Bev with a neural jammer, Eric a laser pistol he hoped to God he wouldn't have to use. The space plane had emerged from the upper atmosphere and re-established contact with a weak signal from a malfunctioning reserve transmitter. Brendan claimed the craft had been subject to a ferocious electronic warfare attack which had decimated the onboard processors. They only had his word for it. The link had barely enough power to broadcast his message. A full-scale datavise to assess the internal electronic damage was impossible. In view of the known sequestration ability of the invaders, André Duchamp wasn't taking any chances. "That Anglo-Smith should have anticipated this," André grumbled. "We should have had an examination procedure set up." "Yes," Eric agreed. He and Bev traded a grin. "Typical of this bloody botch-up mission," André chuntered on. "If he wants proper advice, he should have experienced people like me on his general staff, not that asshole Thwellen. I could have told him you need to be careful when it comes to sequestration. 50 years of experience, that's what I've got. That counts for a hell of a lot more than any neural mnemonics tactics program. I've had every smart-ass weapon in the Confederation thrown at me, and I'm still alive. And he goes and chooses a Celt who makes a living from flying the brain-dead. Merde!" Bev's legs cleared the rim of the hatch into the lounge, and he datavised a code lock at it. The carbetanium hatch slid shut, its seal engaging with a solid clunk. "Come on, then," Eric said. He slipped through the floor hatch into the lower deck. His neural mnemonics provided him with an image from the starship's external sensor clusters. The space plane was floundering just meters away from the hull. Without a full navigational data link, Brendan was having a great deal of trouble inserting the space plane's nose into the hangar's docking collar. Novice pilots could do better, Eric thought, wincing as reaction control thrusters fired hard seconds before the radar dome tip scraped the hull. "Ye gods! We might not have anything left to inspect at this rate." The lower deck was severely cramped, comprising an engineering shop for medium-sized electromechanical components, a smaller workshop for electronic repairs, two airlocks, one for the spaceplane hangar, one for EVA work, storage bins, and space armor lockers. Its walls were naked titanium, netted with conduits and pipes. "Collar engaged," André said. "Madeleine is bringing him in now." The whine of actuators carried faintly through the starship's stress structure into the lower deck. Eric accessed a camera in the hangar and saw the space plane being pulled into the cylindrical chamber. A moth crawling back inside a silver chrysalis. The retracted wings had a clearance measured in centimeters. He datavised orders into the hangar system's processors. When the space plane came to rest, power lines, coolant hoses, and optical cables plugged into umbilical sockets around its fuselage. "There's very little data coming out," Eric said, scanning the docking operations console holoscreen to see the preliminary results of the diagnostic checks. "I can't get any internal sensors to respond." Is that the processors or the sensors themselves which are malfunctioning? Andre asked.